For our next guest, well, I would think it would be maybe the best summer he's ever had for one sense, because he got married. And also, he will now move to a new city, to a new team with a brand new name. So everything's new for a former member of the Edmonton Oilers, now with the Arizona Coyotes, Sam Gagne. Sam, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good. How was, first of all, most important thing, how was the wedding and the honeymoon?
Yeah, no, it was great. Everything went according to plan, and you know, we had a lot of great people come out and support us, and it was a lot of fun, and honeymoon went great. We had a great time, so you know, it's good to be married, and yeah, it's been a great summer.
Did you tear up at your wedding?
No, I kept my emotions in check pretty good. I'm not much of a crier.
Okay. All right. Well, that'll change when you become a father. So.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, Sam, I think it was a week before your wedding, you heard the news that you got traded. Were you expecting a move? Did this surprise you at all?
It surprised me a little bit. I think during the draft, I was kind of watching to see if anything would happen. And then when that passed over, I kind of figured nothing was going to happen, but you know, it's the way the business goes, and I think you have to expect it at any time. You know, for myself, I'd been in trade rumors a lot, and you know, I tried to do my best just to keep it out of my mind and go about my summer and my training, and you know, if it happened, it happened, and it ended up happening. So you know, I'm excited about the move. It's I think it's a great fit for me, and looking forward to getting down there.
You've had some time now to look at the trade. I'm guessing you spoke to Dave Tippett, Sam. It's a new lease on life for you. Being in Edmonton, unfortunately, the team, which is always more important than individual success, you guys just didn't have a lot of it here in Edmonton. How different is your mindset going into Arizona, maybe coming back to a team that you'd still hadn't made the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say. I think, you know, I'm obviously frustrated with the way things went in Edmonton. You know, I felt like we were going to turn the corner a little earlier. And, you know, I'm a huge part of that. I think that, you know, I need to demand more out of myself, and I'll continue to do that. And, you know, hopefully going into Arizona, I can be a key piece there to help them be a, you know, perennial playoff contender. And, you know, I think there's the pieces in place there. And, you know, I hope to be a huge part of that.
You mentioned you're going to demand more of yourself. What areas of your game do you feel you need to improve?
You know, there's a lot of things. I think, you know, throughout the summer, you work on getting faster and stronger and being in better shape. I think, you know, for myself, I think defensively, I have room to improve. And I think in Arizona, you know, they have a great structured system, and they've been playing it for a long time. So I think that'll help. But, you know, it doesn't come easy in this league ever, and you got to make sure you're working for things and preparing. And I felt like I've had a good summer to get ready, and, you know, I'm excited to get going.
Sam Gagne joins us, member of the Arizona Coyotes. When you talk about improving your defensive game, Sam, obviously I think you're comfortable in the NHL. You know what to expect from the opposition. Is it reading the play better? Is it being in better position? What is it that's going to make you a better defensive player?
It's hard to say. I think, you know, the big thing for me, the more I have the puck and the better decisions I make with it, the less defense you have to play. And I think, you know, if you can play in the other team's end and move it out of your end efficiently, you know, it's going to help you to be a more successful defensive player. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, my area of strength is still my offense, and I need to find ways to create offense and carry the load offensively. You know, and if I can do that, I think it just helps your overall game. You know, I think in my D zone, I need to be harder on pucks, and it's something that I'm focusing on, and I think I can get better at, and I'm excited about that challenge.
What did, in your initial conversations with Dave Tippett, what did he tell you he likes about your game? Well, what's your expectation on where you're going to slot in?
We didn't talk much about that, actually. It was just more... just kind of welcoming me to the team and just kind of letting me know what his expectations are for all of his players, not just me. And, you know, that's playing hard on both sides of the puck and being committed. And, you know, it's obviously something that it's exciting to hear. I mean, all you want out of a coach is to hold his players accountable. And that's all you can ask for. So I think that it's exciting to be going there, and you know, should be a great fresh start.
Sam Gagner joins us. Sam, looking back on your time in you were always a very popular guy in the locker room amongst your teammates. You know, somebody who I think, especially even the younger guys, not that you're an old guy by any stretch, but, you know, there's so much new guys coming in every year. A lot of them seem to look up to you. When you take a step back and look at the last few years in Edmonton, can you pinpoint why you didn't make the strides as a group that you thought you would make?
It's hard to say. I mean... you know, obviously, if I had the answers, I would have done a better job of, you know, helping us out of it. You know, I always try to pride myself in being a good teammate and being somebody that could lead by example and be a leader on and off the ice. And, you know, I don't feel like I ever wavered in that, you know, even through some tough times. So I'm proud of that fact. But I think that... you know, it obviously, it wasn't good enough. You know, we just couldn't figure it out as a group. And, you know, I still have a lot of great friends on that, on the Oilers. And, you know, I wish them all the best. And, you know, I'm sure that coming up here, they're going to be a team to reckon with.
Sam Gagner joined us. Sam, when you got traded to Tampa Bay, did you have conversations with that organization at all, or did you know that it was going to be a brief pit stop?
Yeah, no. As soon as I heard about the trade, my agent basically said to me that it would be a short stop, and he's trying to gather information on where I'd be going next. And you know, I'm obviously very excited to end up being Arizona. I think it's a great spot for me. I think that I have a role to fill there, and I'm excited about that.
You move, you know, to a city where, you know, hockey isn't number one, right? Is after being in the fishbowl at times, and I know you were never one to complain about it, you kind of liked it where, you know, the fans held you accountable. Is that a good thing or a bad thing, or will you not know till you're in it?
Yeah, I don't think it's something you know till you're in it. All my hockey, my entire life has been in Canada, obviously growing up here, and then playing with the Oilers in my entire NHL career. So it's hard to say what it's going to be like. I think at times it'll be good to be able to, you know, get away from the rink and focus on some other things and get my mind in the right place. And, you know, I'm sure at times it's going to be, you know, you have to find a way to continue to push through. But you know what? It's an exciting challenge for me, regardless. I found the fan support there to be great so far. You know, just being on Twitter and whatnot, you see the support they have for the team down there, and you know, that's exciting for me, and I'm looking forward to it.
Sam Gagner joins us. Did you talk to Andrew Cogliano? Because he made the move to the West Coast. He also made the move to the wing and has had a huge amount of success being there on the ice, but also off the ice in a non-hockey market.
Yeah, I have talked to him. I talked to him a lot throughout the summer. And, you know, he's really enjoyed the switch. He's a guy who lives and breathes hockey, and I feel like I'm the same kind of way. So, you know, sometimes being in a market, you know, like Arizona or like Anaheim is actually good for that, where, you're thinking about it regardless. So it's nice to, you know, when you go home to kind of just be able to relax and focus on some other things. And, you know, it helps you kind of reset and get ready for the next game.
You played with Taylor Hall a lot, Sam. We saw him, you know, become a point-a-game player for the second straight season, this time in a full season. You know, there's a lot of people think, you know, that Taylor Hall maybe is a guy who can flirt with 90 or 100 points. What have you seen firsthand as far as the most the biggest improvement in his overall game as a teammate?
Yeah, I don't know. He's a guy that's improved in everything, I think. His vision and the way he uses his teammates has gotten better over the years. And I think the biggest thing you see with Taylor is his compete level. I mean, he doesn't take shifts off. He's just continually, you know, pursuing the puck. And, you know, as a teammate, you gain energy off of that. And, you know, he's going to be one of the best players in the league for a lot of years to come.
Sam, going back to last season, you know, the lockout was your best year as far as points per game, and you know, it seemed like you had really taken a step forward. Then everybody knows about the broken jaw. You know, you look back on that, and is it hard not to say what if when you look at that scenario, because it really seemed to derail, you know, the first 5 months of your season?
Yeah, I'm not sure. It obviously wasn't a great year for me. It wasn't a great year for anybody, really. I think, you know, by the time I got back, we were pretty much out of the picture playoff-wise. So back to where I felt like I was playing good hockey. I felt like I maybe rushed it at first. But at the end of the day, it's just those are things that happen. I feel like you get better for it going through the adversity. And, you know, I think I don't have any regrets. And I'm just excited for this year coming up. I feel like I've had a good summer. And it's important for me to get off to a good start and get going here.
I know you told me last year, you know, after the fact that in hindsight, maybe, you know, you came back a little bit too early. What do you learn from that? Because a lot of guys say that afterwards, your internal competitiveness, you want to get back and you want to play. Do you learn that maybe it's better to err on the side of caution and you know, or are you guys wired to ever want to say, you know what, I know it'll be better for me long-term if I wait another week. Is that even possible?
Yeah, you know what? It's not even the first time I've been through a preseason injury, so I can't even make the excuse that, you know, I hadn't been there before and I didn't know how to handle it. It was just one of those things. I mean, I felt like we needed something to get back in it, and I'm a competitive guy, and I wanted to play. And if I could go back, I probably wouldn't make a different decision, even though that might sound stupid. But it's just the way it is. I think that you want to be in the battle with your teammates, and you want to help them climb out of it. And I think, you know, for myself, regardless if I came back then or if I came back 2 weeks later, it's still a tough hill to climb to come back from a preseason injury. And, you know, I think for myself, it's something that you learn from and you move on. And, you know, I'm excited for this year coming up.
Can you describe for the listeners just how much of a battle it is mentally, more so than even physically? Because, you know, you come back and you know you're not in game shape, right? But you're like, okay, I'll try to get over it. And then you realize that you're not. How much does that mental part of it maybe outweigh the physical aspects and for a reason why a lot of guys struggle coming back from injury?
Yeah, I think that's a huge part of it. It's important to realize that maybe, you know, physically you're not at your best, but you have to find a way to keep your confidence throughout that. And, you know, it's a hard thing to do, you know, especially when the team is kind of going through its ups and downs. And, you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, all that adversity, you learn from it, and it makes you a better player, makes you a stronger person and player. And, you know, I feel like last year was big for me in that regard. I feel like I'm more adept at handling a lot of different situations, and I'm excited to see where it leads me in the future here.
You've always been close to your dad, Sam, when getting advice about how to deal things and go through adversity and everything like that. This is your first time now being traded, luckily in the off season, so it's not as disruptive as it would be in the regular season. What kind of advice has your dad given you on going to a new team?
Yeah, we obviously talk a lot about hockey, so I think, you know, we've had a lot of conversations about you know, what it's going to be like. And he's played in some warm weather climates as well, so he knows what that's like as well. And he just says I should be excited. It's obviously something where I need to be coming into camp ready. I have, you know, new people that I need to prove myself to. And it's one of those things that you got to be ready right from the first day of training camp to prove yourself and make sure that you have a spot in the lineup solidified and that you can move forward from there.
Your best stretch of, if we're just going strictly on points per game, was the time you had to play the wing with Andrew Cogliano in your rookie season, Sam. Has there been any talk? Do you feel you're best suited as a center, or will there be some experimenting with you on the wing in Arizona?
I'm not sure. I think if you look at those numbers, a lot of that came in the power play.
Yeah.
I feel like, for myself, I feel more comfortable at center.
Okay.
I like the challenge of it. I don't feel like I've realized my potential there yet. And, you know, regardless of where they ask me to play, I'm obviously going to accept the challenge. But I think that I can prove that I can be a great two-way center in the league, and I want that responsibility. So, you know, I think for now, I think that's where I'm slotted in. And, you know, we'll see when training camp comes along.
Sam Gagne joins us. Sam, Brian Sotheby, co-host on my show, tells me Dave Tippett was his favorite coach. He was outstanding at telling guys their roles, but making everybody feel comfortable and getting guys to play his system. I know you haven't had a chance to play a game for him yet, but have you talked to any of your teammates? What is it about Tippett that maybe you're intrigued the most to have him as a coach?
Yeah, no, I every guy I've talked to has said the same thing about Tipp, is that he holds guys accountable, and you know what to expect from him. And, you know, that's exciting as a player. I think at the end of the day, regardless of what the system is or, you know, which way the coach wants you to play, the only way you're going to be successful with it is if you buy in. And, you know, I think he's been able to get guys to buy in Arizona, and that's why they've been a team that's been successful in the past. And, you know, they went to the conference finals not too long ago. So I think that that's obviously very exciting for me. You know, they have some stability there where Tip's been the coach for a long while now. And I'm excited to get there and get a chance to meet the guys and get going.
Sam, always great to talk to you. Congratulations on the wedding. Enjoy the move to Arizona. And we'll talk to you often when you come to town. We appreciate it. Best of luck.
All right. Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon.